No!
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff is 80-0, baby. Man, I beat the shit out of that Marine yesterday, man. Now that is a household victory. Man, that's it. You haters are fucking done. Like, you people. No, I'm the real, man. You people are done. You can't say shit. That was so one-sided. That was just like the way I boxed. Like, all right, 0-5. I hit him with a left jab. See, I even made a screenshot right in the forehead. You know what I'm saying? It's obvious I hit him. It was just such a fast jab. But the screenshot on Facebook, it landed right on his forehead. And then I bombed on him with three hooks in a row. I hit him with a right left to the face, and then I hit him with that left, and I knew he knocked him the fuck out with that punch. Damn, I should have thrown one more haymaker. Like, I stopped him, I'm telling you. After the video, like, the guy cut the video, and then we continued throwing punches at each other, and I stopped him with a jab, and he quit. But on video, I mean, the whole fight, that was the whole fight. Yeah, I beat the fuck out of him one-sided. It was just, like, not even close. It was just fucking... And that guy's a Marine, man. I mean, fuck. I mean, Marines are trained to kill. I mean, they're... Okay, yeah, I'm the best boxer in the world. Again, they're going to lose to me. But against these mainstream TV boxers, oh, my God, come on. Any Marine would fucking kill any TV fucking boxer, fake TV boxer. That's, like, obvious. Like, nobody can argue that, you know what I mean? And I beat the shit out of a Marine like he was a regular person. That guy served in Afghanistan and Iraq. He was, he said he was Air Force. Then he became a U.S. Marine, and he was infantry and all that shit. Yeah, no shit, the haters can't question me anymore. They're done. Their credibility, TMZ. What's that clown's name? The owner of TMZ, Harvey Levin? Yeah, hey, you fucking delusional piece of shit. What now, motherfucker? Your fucking TV cast, your fucking crew made all this propaganda running your mouth. All you people, the whole TMZ, every single one of you clowns, you people have no credibility. When I beat Deontay Wilder, you try to sell it as a win for him. How the hell he lost? I fucking smashed him in the ring. And you fucking idiot said that I hit and run. Hey, listen, what can you say now, huh? What can you say now? Beat a U.S. fucking Marine, man. On video, yesterday. How come World Star Hip Hop is not putting the fight? Why isn't TMZ, why aren't you guys featuring that? Why? Because these people are mainstream, and you motherfuckers are fake, and you motherfuckers are exposed. That's it. That's what I've been saying the whole time. Mainstream boxing is a fraud. Anything that has to do with combat and it's mainstream, it's a fraud. It's fraudulent. That's it. You understand? Charlie Zelenoff is the best. That's it. I beat everybody. I beat TV boxers. I beat underground boxers on video. I beat underground kickboxers, correct? I beat a K1 TV kickboxer at that same gym, Mansfield. Yeah, I stopped him. I stopped him the week right. Yeah, all right. Jules Zavala on the video, TV MMA fighter that knocked people out. I smashed him. One of my greatest wins. Was my best win. I think I topped it yesterday, man, beating that Marine. But, yeah, beat Jules Zavala, beat many underground MMA fighters, Jacob. And, like I said, Muay Thai, Xavier. Kickboxing, Xavier, yeah, crushed him. Dijon crushed him. Oh, Dijon, what does that pussy have to say now, man? That bitch won a rematch? Wow, that Marine that I beat yesterday, he would kill Dijon, man. Dijon's a fucking loser, man. That guy's a joke, man. I beat his ass, man. That was easy, man. That three piece to the head. Yeah, but look at how I fight now. I'm like a lot better now, you know what I mean? Like, isn't it obvious that I'm better this year than I was last year? And I'm fighting with a broken finger, and I still smashed this motherfucker. Yeah, you can't question what I wanted to say. You can't question me anymore, and you can't question my opposition. Win 79, I beat 6'4 heavyweight kickboxer. Win 80, I beat a U.S. Marine. 78, bare knuckle fighter. Crushed him on video. My jab made him fly the fuck away. 77, I beat a K1 heavyweight Mansfield. You know, 76, underground 200-pound MMA fighter, Jacob. You cannot question the competition that I'd be. Therefore, you can't ask to risk my 80. No, 80 wins, that's a lot of fights. That's a lot of fights I had. Holy shit, I mean. So I'm only 26. I'm going to be 27 on July 27, 2015. Yeah? In 3 weeks, I'm going to be with my wife in person. Yeah, I'll post pictures of me. Yeah, she wants to post some pictures of me. She's going to be sitting on my lap. I want to make it my header on Facebook. Yeah, I'll do that. So, that's it. I beat them all. And now I'm going to enjoy my life. As soon as my probation expires, this is it. Now I know for sure. I didn't know. I thought the last visit meant that it was the last day for me. I could travel and all that shit. No. You gotta wait. Hey, listen, man, once you're in the system, man, they tell you what to do, and you gotta do it, man. It's just what it is now. No more bare knuckle fights, none of that shit, no. That's it. What I did yesterday, fair and square, man. Literally, you haters, you can't say anything. I mean, I beat the guy's ass. Every single punch I landed was fair and square, no sucker punches, clean fight, great win. My best win today. I mean, the way I performed, performance-wise. And U.S. Marine, it's not a regular person. I mean, guys, like I said, Marines are trained to kill, and I fucking... Yeah, we killed him. That left hook in 017. Man, that shit was fucking... That was sensational, man. That was just... Man, let me turn the fight on right now. Yeah, Charlie Zonoff, the best, man. What do I tell everybody, man? Like, every radio I make, every word I fucking say, everything I type on Facebook, well, I back it up, man. It ain't bragging when you back it up, man. I'm the greatest, man. Yeah, oh, so now, hey, now you all know the true story of Charlie Zelenoff. Now you bitches know, man, you found out the hard way, man. And there's a video that's like, who's Charlie Zelenoff and why did Deontay Wilder find him? It's Charlie Zelenoff. Now you bitches know, man, who he is, man. You motherfucker found out the hard way who he is, man. The greatest of all time, man. All right, look at that. Watch this. Bow, bow, right, left. Bow! Motherfucker did the chicken dance, homeboy. He did it backwards. Oh, shit. Yeah, I bet Deontay Wilder doesn't want to. I mean, he never wanted to do the rematch because I hit him so hard in the ring. He was like, fuck that. But now it's like, yeah, I'm sure he told me he watches my fights on YouTube, and I'm sure he's seen what happened yesterday, and he's not. See, let me tell you something. Even if I smash Wilder again, right? So if I'm going to be 3-0 against him, if I knock him out cold, and no controversy, no DQs and that, I still may not get my top and pound world title, UBF world title back, because what he might do, Wilder's not going to fight again. Come on, he knows better than that. I destroyed him in the ring, and I wasn't, I wasn't as good as I'm now. And what I'm trying to say is, let's hypothetically say Wilder agrees to fight me again, right? All right. I'll beat him again. I'll be 81 now, right? But he may not bring the belt back from Alabama. He may leave it in Alabama and just come like that. And that's what I'm saying. Even if I beat him again, there's no guarantee that I'm going to get my belt back. Him and his team, they stole that shit. When I smashed him in the ring, they, fucking thieves, man. Whatever, man. Listen, belt. No belt, man. I'm crushing people, man. I'm beating Marines with ease. I'm beating kickboxers with one punch, man. I'm beating everybody, man. I'm beating every... mainstream boxers, the underground boxers, man. Listen, I'm number one. You see how hot my wife is? Yeah, get a girl that hot, man. That ain't a coincidence, man. I'm the champ, man. I'm the fucking champ, man. See, hey, the best boxer, hottest girl. Makes sense, right? There you go. Look at all these motherfuckers I pummeled, man. The UFC guy hit him 10 times in the head with a broken finger. on that hand that I hit him with 10 times, that, yeah, I broke my finger. I come right outside. Gangster challenges me. Literally 5 minutes after I beat a TV fighter, gangster on the street challenges me. I just come on, boom. Stop the motherfucker. Stone cold. Bare knuckle. U.S. Marine? Let me tell you something. He entered, well, the real battlefield yesterday. You know what I mean? Yeah, he had the Marine entered, he has a real battlefield yesterday. No, I'm an American. I got all the respect for armed forces, and it's nothing personal against them. It's just I wanted to fight a Marine because, like I said, they're trained to kill, and you know, they're good fighters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, see? I'm even giving credit to... I beat a Marine yesterday, but I'm still giving credit to them. But they're no match for me. I'm too fast, I'm too strong, and that's it. Oh, no, and trust me, I'm just, you know, you see how great of a boxer I am? I'm just as good at street fight. I've had people try to tackle me and all sorts of shit, you know, in street fights, and they get knocked out, TKO the same way. All I do is use my hands. That's it. No kicks, no elbows, no knees, no grappling, none of that. Just Georgia, I'll try to grapple with me and throw him off, and I knock him out. Yeah, so I mean, yeah. See, like the regular boxer, you know, okay, I'm a goat, but they're like these TV clowns, like they with a pack of Klitschko. They're just regular. They're like regular people compared to them. They're shit. Yeah, those clowns would get murdered by Marine. Kidding me? Yeah, those idiots aren't trained to do shit. They're pretenders, man. Listen, it's over for mainstream boxing. You understand? It's over. Now, whatever happens on May 2nd, it's irrelevant because Charlie Zonoff defeated a U.S. Marine on video. Nearly knocked him the fuck out with a left hook to the head. I exposed all you fucking bots, man. You people are a fucking failure. InsideHoops.com, you goddamn clowns, man. You fucking lunatics. You fucking delusional lunatics. I'm sure you clowns saw the humiliation yesterday. What now? What now? You saw the logo on his back? Yeah, I beat a Marine. You fucking retards, man. If I made a post and I said, you know what, one day I'm going to destroy a Marine in a boxing match. You know what would happen? You fucking idiots would talk shit. You would make post after post after post talking shit, and then you would ban me. That's what would happen. But what happened yesterday? I beat the shit out of a Marine. See? Jules of Wallen. If I would make a post and say, I'm going to beat Jules of Wallen one day, you idiots would be like, oh, nobody believes you. Hey, you sure believe it now, huh? Fucking clowns, man. You had to see it to fucking believe it. Yeah, but 80 wins, 51 knockouts. I stopped the motherfucker off video. 51 knockouts? 80 wins? Turn and talk shit. Oh, if you're so powerful, how come your knockout ratio went so high? Oh, yeah, because, wait a minute, it is fucking high. 51 knockouts, that's a lot of fucking knockouts. But I had a lot of forfeit wins, man. Yeah, forfeits no longer count. Oh, trust me, if I decide, after I get to 100, no, which is, would lead billion percent that I'm going to get there. I'm 20 wins away from 100 wins. I can get there this year. I can, even if they keep my wife like till like July, August, correct? And I come back with her July, August, September, dude. I mean, I won 9 fights in 4 months. Yeah, I can get to 100 now this year. Oh yeah, next year is very late. So I'll be 100. So this is at 27 years old. I'll be 100 now. Right? Would have given me a chance. Yeah, but I'm saying if I continue after 100 now, I'm going to have 100 plus wins with 100 with over 100 knockouts. Therefore, the whole, oh, how come your knockout ratio is so high? Oh, it is. Well, my last 7 fights, all TKO won. Yeah, with a broken finger. I'm the best. Listen, I put so many people to sleep. I'm talking about KOs, not TKOs. Yeah, remember that the Russian guy I knocked out right outside my house? I even posted a video. Videos that I posted, you know, proof. And, no, that was like the paperwork, yeah. But no, I posted actual like footage of him waking up. He was sleeping. He was sleeping on the pavement. I put him to sleep with a left hook, man. Cold. Musclehead. Huge motherfucker, 250 pounds, 260 pounds. Huge son of a bitch. One punch, knocking out cold the guy. What are we dropping the bushes? It was funny as fuck how we dropped the bushes. But yeah, it was a great knockout. It was one of my greatest knockouts ever. Deontay Wilder got TKO'd, but he was gone. The ropes held him up. Otherwise, if I hit him like that outside the ring, he would have dropped and hit his head against something. I would have knocked Wilder out cold. So basically, the ropes saved him. But he was done in the ring. I smashed him. But Mayweather Senior, I was so fatigued. Put him to sleep. Put him out cold. He flew through the ropes. If you watch the angle where that clown holding the camera saying Floyd, yeah, he got knocked out. He got dropped. I dropped him in the opening seconds, and I was very fatigued. I listened to that. Oh, yeah. Remember when I beat Mayweather Sr.? All you retards that talk shit, saying, oh, he beat an old man. And oh, yeah. Hey, what now, huh? What now? Look at the way I box, man. You kidding me, man? You put Mayweather Jr. in there against me. Yeah, he's going to get his first loss, and he's never going to want to box, pretend box again. Yeah. I would make Mayweather Jr. regret ever calling himself pound for pound number one, because I'm pound for pound number one. That Marine that I beat yesterday, he would knock Mayweather Jr. the fuck out. Oh, he doesn't like him. He said he wants to fight Mayweather. He doesn't want him. Dude, Mayweather's a joke, dude. If he was a real fighter, he would enter the UBF a long time ago. I mean, hell, even Wilder entered. You'd be out the underground, even Deontay Wilder. I mean, Mayweather's a joke, man. Klitschko's a joke. If Klitschko was real, he would have entered. He would have boxed me a long time ago. Like, I'm already 80, you know. I beat better opposition, you know. If Vladimir Klitschko was truly a real fighter, he would have fought me for pride a long time ago. But see, now, see, I mean, I would have beaten him before, like, way before when I was making, like, tons of videos calling that clown out. Yeah, but no, it's just, it got old. It's just like, what the fuck, man? I beat a Marine yesterday in a street fight. That Marine would kill Klitschko. And I don't know, I just beat Gio Zavala, I beat Derek the Giant, I snapped Deontay Wilder's jaw. It's like, I'm beating better competition than Klitschko. Klitschko is fucking garbage, man. You don't think I've seen him fight? He sucks. And that dude is slow, not coordinated, no power. So predictable. I would even tell you how I would beat Klitschko. I would just throw an overhand, a left or a right. You know, it depends. Any same power, overhand. I would throw one overhand. This is it. Here you go. He would drop, he would get knocked out. If he wouldn't drop, let's say he would wobble like the Marine did yesterday, I would follow up, and I would knock him out. On the worst day, I would stop. His chin would not hold up. My hand speed, I'm so fast, okay, come on. I'm not only the hardest hitter in boxing, I'm the fastest hitter. He's never faced those small heavyweights he fights. He's never seen that kind of hand speed before. He's not gonna know what's hitting him. He's not gonna be used to it. But also pressure. I don't know. Yeah, it's like Klitschko's the type of fighter that you apply a little pressure on him. This is it. He's getting knocked out. And I hit a lot harder, a lot faster, and I'm a lot more explosive, and I'm a lot sharper. And my punches have way more snap than Corey Sanders and Lamont Booster put together. Therefore, Vlad, if you listen to this, it's time to man up, son. Yeah, I beat a U.S. Marine yesterday. You fucking clown. You're not in my league. Yeah, you go fight a Marine. Yeah, I want to see that, man. Wow. Yeah, oh, and my wife's Ukrainian, by the way. My wife is way hotter than that hated slut that Vladimir has, whatever. Yeah, my wife, Daria, hottest, sexiest, best girl in the world. I mean, come on. I'll post pictures of me and her together when I'm in Ukraine in 3 weeks. And then when me and her come to L.A., we're going to have the wedding. I'll make sure the wedding gets filmed. Yeah, we don't have to put the wedding on YouTube, but why not? You know, yeah, she says she wants to do it. I just talked to her, you know, right before the radio. Yeah. This is the eighth month. 8 months, well, almost 8 months, 7.5 months, I mean, my wife has been together. You know. My wife is a former supermodel. So, I mean, well-deserved, man. I mean, all these victories I'm scoring, being heavyweight boxers, being, you know, Marines now, MMA fighters, I mean, literally kickboxers, street fighters, all combat, I beat everybody. I mean, who this is it, I'm the best, man. I'm the greatest of all time. That's it. I proved it. You know, everything I said on YouTube, every video. See, now you notice, like, pretty much all my videos now is just either fights or fight replays, like replays of my fights, just fights. That's it. Yeah, because I've done enough explaining, and a lot of people have been listening. They had to see it to believe it. You know what I'm saying? You know, they didn't take my word for it when I said I was the GOAT, and the internet retards, and now they all look foolish. Like these straight up haters that just hate, and these pretend fans that hate behind my back. What now? What now, morons? Yeah, like TMZ fucking. Like TMZ. Like these people are not big time. If they were big time, they would have praised me, but they didn't. They talk shit. And how do they look now? I've won 23 fights, 23 battles after I beat Deontay Wilder. They look ridiculous now. I've posted so much footage of me, man. The Kevin Lucas, 7 uppercuts in the face. The guy's head popped back. I mean, come on. Yesterday, U.S. Marine beat the shit out of him. Like, annihilated him. Just like, I beat him so bad. Yeah, that's. I told myself, I'm like, this is it, man. And every fight I have, not only do I have to win, but I have to win one-sided. No controversy. Like, man, I didn't even get hit. Like, okay, I landed 6 punches. He, like I said, in the end, when the video was off, I hit him, and then he hit me when I wasn't even looking. That's like a cheap shot. And then I hit him back. I hit him with a hard right jab to the face. And then he just, this is it, he took off his gloves. And I'm like, hey, we can continue this shit. He was cool. He took off his gloves. So my jab TKO'd him. I beat the fuck out of him on video, and I TKO'd him brutally with a jab. But I'm saying, when we were toe-to-toe, he couldn't touch me. You know what I'm saying? I was just boom, 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 just tagging him. Then that left. Yeah, I should have thrown a haymaker after that. I would have put him to sleep. But see, that motherfucker can take a punch, because that punch, even though it wasn't my best punch, the accuracy was perfect. I mean, I wobbled the shit out of him, but that punch was 0-17. Yeah, that punch would have knocked out a lot of people. I bet you Klitschko would go down. And I've been, like, a lot of people always ask me about this clown, Tyson Fury. Listen, that guy's not in my league, man. I would murder him. The K-1 heavyweight that I beat, that guy would kill Tyson Fury. The Marine that I beat, the Jacob, the Jim Zavala, these guys would murder Tyson Fury. I'd beat them all. I would one-shot Tyson Fury like I did to Wilder, except, like, he would drop on the canvas instead of, you know, bouncing off the ropes like Wilder did. Tyson Fury, yeah, man, I didn't see the video of him uppercutting himself. Listen, I don't fall fake boxing, but yeah, I did hear him talk. He talks way too much shit. He does, see, like, he doesn't live up to what he says. He's a clown. He's like a fake weather, man, you know what I mean? Just like,
Yeah, like I said, it was him, Klitschko, same shit. I would kill these guys in the same night. But yeah, Tyson Fury, I've seen him box. He sucks. He's not. He's a fraud, man. Tyson Fury, man. Yeah, that should be his name, Tyson Fury. He's a fraud. If he wants a world title shot, hey, a Marine got a title shot yesterday. You know what I mean, Marines literally go to war for this country. You know, they're above mainstream boxers, and I beat a Marine yesterday. Therefore, I'm above them all. So if Tyson Fury wants a title shot, if Klitschko wants a title shot, they know what to do. Anytime, anywhere, I'm going to Ukraine in 3 weeks, and I'm going there strictly to see my wife, to be with my wife. But if any of these pawns want a title shot, anytime, I'm a world champion. Now you know the definition of a world champion. It's not about all this fucking bullshit that the mainstream created, belts, all this shit. Yeah, there's one belt, see, you'd be out. So one federation, none of that. WBC, IBF, WBA, IBO, IBC, all this IBA, all this bullcrap. It's all for money. It's a money scam. You can't have that many champions. It's not realistic. It's not interesting. It's like, okay, he's a champion. He's a champion. They're not real. They're papers. They're not real champions. They're not champions at all, period. I would kill these. Okay, Deontay Wilder. They consider him the heavyweight champion of the world, right? Okay, but I beat him with one punch. Yeah, I'm the champion of the world. You know what I'm saying? I proved it again yesterday. Yesterday, the definition of a boxing champion is how you box, how you fight, how you throw your hands. That is the definition of a champion. None of this WBC, IBF, horse shit, no. I mean, come on, I keep winning. I'm 80-0, and the mainstream disregarded me, and I'm 80-0. So who's the champion? See, now you guys see why I never fought on TV, but I beat TV fighters, and the videos are on YouTube. No, but do you know why it's this way? Now you know why. Yeah, because I'm the greatest of all time. I took the real route. The route of the goat, baby. Yeah, because of come on, these clowns fight once a year. I don't give a fuck how much money they pay them. Once a year, twice a year, three times a year. I fight that much in a month. I won three bouts last. This month, I beat a U.S. Marine. Come on. I fight so often. Not only am I the best boxer in the world, but I'm the most active fighter in history. I mean, all right, from December 2013, when I knocked out on a TKO, that huge 6'6 Englewood giant, correct? To April 2015, 17 months in a row, I've been boxing, mostly with gloves. Some, you know, a lot of bare knuckle, but a lot more with gloves. Altogether, 17 months. Listen to this: 17 months in a row, I've been fighting without. I have yet to take a month off. Every single month I fight. Every single month. From the end of 2013 to now, all of 2014, all 12 months in a row. Now that's a champion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, boxring.com. You people have no credibility. You people are done. Hey, listen, type number one, pound for pound, Charlie Donald, I'll be down to US Marine. I'm 80-0. So just type that in, man. And you're going to say 005? Boom. World class jab. 015? World class hooks. 017? Best punch 2015. Oh, yeah, and then they had some fake stream boxing going on yesterday, huh? Hey, it's like fight night. Yeah, well, it was fight night yesterday, man. Charlie Zonoff won, man. What's this? 017. Bow! That motherfucker was gone. Oh, shit, man. That was a highlight reel, son. Hey, ESPN 2, man. You fucking retards, man. What can you say now, man? Teddy Atlas, you're delusional, man. I'm number one pound for pound. Yeah, see what I'm saying? Like, These fucking idiots, they talk shit about me. They sold me short, and I'm literally beating the crap out of Marines, man. What the fuck? What's wrong with these people, man?
Yeah, no,
I'm not joking. Like, these mainstream people, like, what the fuck is wrong with these motherfuckers? Like, were they fucking, when they were born, were they, like, hit with a baseball bat? Or, like, what's wrong with their brain dead? And these people are deranged. Okay, even before I beat this Marine, it was obvious that I'm busted. Fuck, man, 80, no. 26 years old, man, come on, man. Is Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, are you kidding? I would kill Mike Tyson. I would kill Muhammad Ali, man. No, but now it's validated. When I say, no, come on, I would murder Mike Tyson. I've seen him hit the bag. This guy has no power, man. Overrated. Jill Zavala, I beat Jill Zavala on video. That guy would knock Mike Tyson the fuck out. Let Mike Tyson fight him right now. And man, he still acts hard, man. Let him fight Jill Zavala. Forget Jill Zavala. Let Mike Tyson put on some gloves. Let him get in the ring with me. Or let him come to the gym. Let him fight. I'll put him to sleep, man. He's nothing, man. I'll knock the tattoo ink off for him, man. I saw Lennox Lewis showing, like, Deontay Wilder, like, some bullshit fucking shadow boxing. What the fuck? Lennox Lewis? Are you serious, man? I'd fucking kill him, man. I'd knock his dreadlocks off, man. The impact would cause his dreadlocks to fucking fly off his head, man. I beat a U.S. Marine with ease. I made that Marine look like a regular person. I smashed him. I crushed him. It's on video. This is it. You haters are delusional. You people are done. You can't say shit. You can't type shit. It's done. People are done, right? This is it. I'm the best boxer in the world, man. Hey, I had to countlessly repeat myself. I had to put... I uploaded fights, like, me beating legit boxers, legit fighters, just, and I would still get insulted. Like, it would never stop. It would just continue. And I continue to win. But now, yesterday, man, flawless victory. I got the U.S. Marine, the way I boxed, the way I hit him, the accuracy, the punches, man, I knew at 0-17, I embarrassed him, man. That guy stumbled back. I mean, what now, man? People are ridiculous, man. Oh, yeah, I mean, come on. People, no, you people look ridiculous now. I'm 80 and 0.